Good morning. Another clear, crisp start to the day throughout interior New York and New England. We do have areas of dense fog developing in spots with lower visibility. Otherwise, no clouds in the sky. And this will lead to plenty of sunshine. And after cool morning lows, we'll rebound nicely today through the 60s and 70s. And most folks up toward the 80-degree mark by mid to late afternoon. The same sprawling area of high pressure will continue to dominate the weather for the rest of the week. Tonight, clear and seasonably cool, 40s and lower 50s, and another day with plenty of sunshine and blue skies tomorrow, with highs reaching into the lower 80s. On Friday, a weak cool front will approach from the Great Lakes and start to break the ridge of high pressure down a bit. As a result, we'll have scattered clouds mixing with sunshine, still on the warm side, though, with highs right around 80. That front will pass through with little fanfare Friday evening and overnight Friday night, so I'm not expecting much in the way of precipitation. In fact, back to sunshine on Saturday, but behind the front somewhat cooler in the lower 70s and staying mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s on Sunday. Early next week, a disturbance over the Great Lakes will merge with some moisture building from the south, and that will bring an increase in clouds on Monday and a chance of showers on Tuesday with highs in the lower to middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Nadine, located about 995 miles east-northeast of the Lesser Antilles. Nadine is moving toward the west-northwest near 17 miles per hour. A gradual turn toward the northwest and a slower forward speed are both expected during the next couple of days. Maximum sustained winds have increased to near 45 miles per hour with higher gusts. Additional strengthening is forecast during the next 48 hours, and Nadine could become a hurricane by tomorrow or tomorrow night. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at Tsumojishima Island in Japan at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Blue River, British Columbia, Canada, at 3:31 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 13 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Harrisburg, Nebraska. The 97-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 2000 by 4 degrees. There were 27 daily record lows. At Espanola, New Mexico, it was 29 degrees, and this is 5 degrees colder than the old record set in 1950. At Mount Washington this morning, 7/8 of a mile visibility, fog and clouds, and 41 degrees, with a northwest wind at 18 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 28 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 5 miles visibility and fog, mostly clear skies and 47 degrees. The dew point 45, 93% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.34 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 23 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny in the lower 80s, Boston, sunny near 80, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 72 degrees, the low 41. The average temperature, 57, that's 7 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 64 hundredths, which is 48 hundredths below normal. And 23.60 inches for the year, which is 3.67 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 8 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 17, that's 7 below normal, and 19 for the season, which is 28 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 74 degrees, the average low, 53, the record high, 94, set in 1947, and the record low, 36, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:32 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:10 p.m., 12 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warmer today with highs in the upper 70s to right around 80. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warmer today with highs in the lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. for the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Sunny and warmer today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warmer today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny and warmer today with highs right around 80. Clear and cool tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm in the lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, continued warm on Friday, right around 80. A little bit cooler on Saturday, still nice though with lots of sunshine, lower 70s with mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Sunshine will give way to increasing clouds on Monday in the lower to mid-70s, and mostly cloudy with a chance of showers on Tuesday with highs staying in the lower to middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.